Watson Hall presents. Crown Green. A Cthulhu Eternal Cold War adventure. With Shimon Begg as the GM.
So I believe we are swapping hats. And we are going from 1920s speakeasies to that might have been a
it was the queue, wasn't it? But that not was for me.
It wasn't indeed. It was a queue for the GM.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. We are in 1992 in London.
Things are happening.
Yeah, you are working for Paragon Sterling, the prestigious catering and events firm. And you have been exposed to a number of strange events. So strange that you have disappeared entirely. Leaving behind only a leather jacket. It must be a hoodie. It's a bit hard to tell. It doesn't really have the gloss that I would expect from leather or pleather.
Well, since I missed the last session, obviously Nick will have to bring me completely up to date. just goggle some whiskey first.
We
I wasn't being serious.
Don't want to wreck your throat anymore.
Well, I do remember it, but yeah, maybe I won't.
So you'd been on the tethered boat floating restaurant thing,
and the garden
and
party.
rescued people. You'd attended a garden party. You'd later gone up to Chelmsford. Where was that?
Oh, no, it's Faith Peach.
Mm.
Oh, they've added peach extract or something to it.
How awful.
Oh, that's horrible. Sorry, Karen.
Can I just say, you saying one of those is horrible...
I mainly drink that for the reactions of you guys, but I don't drink that for fun.
The commitment to the bit is very much appreciated.
If it's in a tin, we can't even see what colour it is.
Yeah.
I'm going for a sort of orangey-pink, about the same colour as the engine coolant in my car.
You're pretty...
Yeah. I'm assuming it's a sort of greenish-purple.
No.
The green beer was a high point, wasn't it?
No, low.
And a low point all at once.
Yeah.
Oh, that cannot be described in a mere four dimensions.
I'm just lucky I can't taste very well at the minute.
You went to a country house at Chelmsford for a sort of afternoon event. It's one of those old country houses with lots of ethnic artefacts, which Frank presumably found very interesting.
Weren't they mismatched ethnic artefacts? Was that
fairly mismatched, yes. From West Africa. A small and highly tailored collection, obviously. Some stuff about somewhere, you know, paintings of things being ransacked from some towns and so on.
But wasn't some of that to do with the hostess, her grandfather, basically was... It was the subject of quite
grandfather or great grandfather. Yeah,
was the subject of quite a few of the paintings.
Yeah, Jeremiah Courtney. Feel free to grab handouts if you wish, Roger. That will be Courtney Expedition.
I had your handouts link.
If there is a further handout available, if you decide to do some research,
that's because I need to be looking on there, not there. There we are. Windsor. Drive is out of date. Reload.
The main thing that was interesting about these particular paintings showing these stones was that the stones had markings on that reminded you of the weird little thing that was presented to the Queen, according to Hello magazine.
These are the wrong handouts.
Yeah, not the links in the thing already.
No, they're the links to mine. Let me copy and paste into.
I marked it. There you go. Yeah, I think that was where we got up to. Emily had caught one of the other crew listening to a weird mixtape.
Oh my god, that's a summary of the whole scenario. Why am I reading that?
What? Are you reading Windsor? Because you shouldn't be.
I thought you said read Windsor.
No, read handout. Courtney Expedition.
Oh, okay. I've closed it anyway.
Yeah.
But I do remember we read in Hello about...
You did. You read in Hello about the Queen having something presented to her.
By the guy.
It was a statue of a bearded elder, obviously.
The Courtney Expedition to the Niger, 1863. Operations carried out at Ibini.
Yeah.
Close enough.
It's inconsistent about how he writes it as well, which is a deliberate touch.
Okay, all the people who cared about how it was pronounced are natives and they're now all dead.
Indeed, yes. A trader named Henshaw, who I'd previously consulted on the region's antiquities, wrote to me of a coastal district some days' travel from Niger, where I might find ancient remains. The town was supposed to house a subterranean shrine where proprietary rites had been performed for many centuries. Following this advice, I set out for the remote town of
Ibibeni.
I'm going to go for Ibibeni.
Ibibeni.
I feel like that. Colonel Kit was generous enough to accompany me, bringing with him 60 stout troops of the Nth Foot and a dozen cars to aid in retrieving... retrieving any antiquities we might find. The necessary servants and bearers likewise accompanied us. Tag somebody else's it.
Ibibeni is a modest town of perhaps 5,000 inhabitants, subsisting in the main by farming, but with considerable trade in ivory, textiles and bronze wares of the superior workmanship for which the region is famed. We first inspected the marketplace, but found few items of any historical interest, save a handful of coins and small jewellery. After explaining our purpose, however, many merchants sent to their quarters to bring forth heirlooms and antiques for our perusal. In this way, I was able to secure a large assortment of ceramics, ivories, metal tableware and furnishings. The natives, being thus placated by a profitable trade in what they no doubt deemed worthless, we proceeded to study the town closely.
The reports I have received proved accurate, for the site showed evidence of ancient occupation. The work of the church has made great strides in enlightening the heathen, and the town has only a few holdouts of the old pagan religions. Two elders conveyed us, with unbecoming reluctance, to several sites formerly used in their rituals and the neglected figurines of their gods. However, there was no evidence of any chthonic shrine, and the elders were firm in denying that any such place existed.
I was most disappointed to find little of antiquarian value, as the local architecture is primarily of mud, brick and wood, as is the statuary. However, 16 small standing stones of curious design, once brightly painted after the native fashion, surrounded the old quarter of the town. I suppose the arrangements to have a ritualistic purpose, and reproduce it below. There is a picture of
a thing.
Some
monolith, some position around the town.
Sound, indeed, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It may have at one time have formed a hypetheral temple with the.
I apologise.
Yeah,
that is just the perfect word. I got to say.
I was impressed with Cathani.
Yeah. I'm not going to say hypetheral again because I don't think I'm going to get. I could maybe get it once or twice, but the third time it probably will actually set me into a different dimension. With the colonel's assistance, we were successful in obtaining these monoliths, which the soldiers loaded onto our carts with much exertion. This operation was the cause of considerable disquiet amongst the locals, and Benjamin concluded that the adoption of the true faith amongst them was less comprehensive than they had wished us to suppose.
Our faithful guide Joseph, translating these lamentations, informed us that the removal of the stones was held to presage a great calamity. Such superstitions are to be found everywhere, but more probable in my estimation was a cunning pretense of distress with the aim of negotiating a high price from one unfamiliar with their culture. After consultation with the colonel, we agreed to disburse £12, paid in silver, with the proviso that a dozen young men of the town would accompany us to the coast. This was sufficient to convince the elders, though several of the youths continued to plead their case during the journey, despite the colonel's rebukes. Despite our fears, we were unmolested, and on safe arrival at the Niger River station decided to release them prematurely, permitting them treatment at the hospital before their return.
That's nice. We'll kick seven bells of shit out of them, but we'll actually let them go to hospital just because we're that sort of people.
We're very civilized.
Yeah,
that's us. Yeah.
So that was basically some of the pictures that we saw, and and some of the stones that were there.
Yeah, Emily got a confiscated a mixtape off your colleague Vic, who was spacing out during a lunch break.
I also proceeded to space out.
Mm-hmm.
I did my mixtape joke again.
Mm-hmm. And I think...
Sorry, Nick, I missed that one. Would you like to do it again?
Yeah.
Please don't.
Okay, so it's a mixtape, right, Roger? But we never established who Mick was.
Maybe it's to distinguish it from the one recorded at line input level.
Yeah, that was the joke.
Mm-hmm. Also a mux tape.
Damn you all to hell.
I'm working on it. So I think Robert had in turn confiscated the tape off Emily.
I had, and I listened to a bit of it.
It was weird, chanty. It didn't particularly bother me that much.
And then I was going to give it back to Emily.
When did Gregorian chant suddenly get trendy? I think it's mid-90s.
I think it's after that. Pure Moods was like 95 or 96 or something.
Yeah. Emily managed to pin this style down with some research that music library
to a guy called Robin Defoe.
Yeah.
I've tried to go round to his establishment, or in fact, was I going round to
his... You were going round to his establishment when we finished the session. Yeah. So, we could start there if you wish.
Hmm.
Let me just check the timeline again. Yeah. You swing round this is going to be on the probably the 7th of November now. The day after this, 7th or 8th, somewhere around there, you... Head round, yeah.
It'll be the 8th because on the 7th, I was researching all about where this tape came from.
Yeah, so it'll be the 8th.
Yeah,
yeah. You head round to the studio. It's one of those, flat and studio place where Mr. Defoe normally works.
I will go around and press the bell.
What's a good place in London for a something like that to be?
Bloomsbury,
St John's Wood.
You might even just about get the tail end of that happening in Soho and stuff.
I was going to say Soho, maybe.
Yeah,
it's got a bit.
Soho was starting to get a bit more upmarket around in the 90s. But
so I'd say he is experimental but respectable. Like he's not going to be, you know, he's not going to be squatting in a bombed out warehouse or anything.
Mm-hmm. So. I mean, he might be staying in the same place that Bowie did and things like that.
Just give me a name.
David Bowie. Oh, not that. That wasn't there.
No. Are we saying Bloomsbury?
Bloomsbury might be a bit posh.
No, let's go for Soho.
I think Soho.
Yeah, so Soho. In amongst all of the porn places, there are quite a lot of other...
Arty places.
Arty places as well.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, you arrive at this place in Soho. It's not particularly big. Bigger than a lot of artist-type places, you know. So he's obviously doing all right.
He's not Mike Oldfield, but he's sort of like,
yeah. It's not a ruin or anything. Seems to be being kept in reasonable condition. As you listen, you can faintly hear the sound of some kind of you think keyboard being plonked on upstairs.
Okay, I will ring the bell. Bring.
There is a pause, sound of footsteps, and let's randomly generate an age.
98. 60. Oh.
That's probably not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been hip and trendy in the '60s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Looks 98. Well, with all the drugs and stuff.
Yeah. He's got that kind of slightly indescribable type of age that you get when you know there's been a preservative effect of well from the sheer amount of chemicals.
Iggy Pop look.
Yeah. good morning. Is it? Looks down. Looks for watch, gets watch out of pocket. Good morning.
Hi, are you Robin Defoe?
Is it about the dog? Because
no.
Okay.
I've been listening to some music of yours.
Oh, you don't want to do that?
No, it was far out. Bear in mind, this is the '90s. I don't think "far out" would have normally been a word that Emily would have used. However,
she's doing her best. Yeah.
It was on a tape called a mixtape.
No idea. You better come in.
Oh, thank you.
Gladys, you want black coffee?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, just a couple of coffees. Yeah, I'll lead you up to... Yeah, it's quite a respectable flat. As his flatmate will hand over some coffees, give you a nod, and go back into what appears to be some other kind of studio, you see. Some painting stuff lying around.
Mm-hmm.
Gladys, you know, it's a bit pricey having a place for one. You know,
me and my partner, I mean, you know, we've got nothing like this, and
it's tough living in London. We both work
for a living.
Yeah, well, it's tough in London. I don't know. Anyone gets a place in London these days, honestly. Blinking heck. But, well, we scraped by. You know, we got this place 20 years ago. So
cool.
It was a bit more reasonable then.
Mm.
So what's this you've been listening to? I mean, I've done a lot of things, but no offense, love. I wouldn't have thought someone your age would be really into that.
So it was the chant. I'll basically describe chanting the atonal
very well because you're good at this.
You know, at the end of the day, you know, she has studied music theory.
You give her, you see the recognition dawning on his face, but also he looks quite confused. How did you get hold of that again?
It was a friend of a friend of a friend. So my friend, I can't remember the girl's name. My brain's just gone. Her boyfriend Dave got it from. And did we ever decide we?
No, one of Dave's mates. You didn't bother chasing
got it,
that.
Got it from one of his mates. And it was like on just on a C90.
You're telling me my stuff is going around the London popular set?
Yeah.
What do you really want?
No.
Do you mind if I?
Yeah, sure.
You want one?
No. It makes me wee.
Oh, yeah. Could be worse. Could be worse, believe me.
Yeah.
Don't do drugs.
Don't
do drugs, love. It's not worth it.
No, we do a bit of E in that, but I mean, but that's only when we're, you know, when we're sort of like clubbing and stuff. So.
Yeah. Just in moderation, you know. Yeah. Take my word for it. Right, because what that is, that's not supposed to be out yet. That's for this. It's a collaboration thing I got hired in to do. It's some visual artists. Sometimes you have to, there's some sort of exhibition. The thing is coming up fairly soon, actually. But cool. they wanted soundscape for it. There's some paintings, some sculptures, all kinds of all that shit.
Do you know? I'll tell you what it reminded me a little bit about.
No?
You know this graffiti that you see around? When I was kind of listening to it, I was getting kind of images that were kind of a little bit like some of those.
I think I saw something about that in the paper. Hang on. Mm. Sort of rustles around a bit in the. There's a stack of papers which are. It looks like they're being used as, brush wiping and.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of stuff, but rummage through, pulls out that handout you found.
Mm-hmm.
I can sort of see what you mean.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, this guy gets it.
Mm.
Yeah, it was that kind of weird. I mean, it's not the same, but yeah, that there's something, there's a vibe to it, you know what I mean?
Mm. What. What inspired you for it?
Well, it's this collaboration. So there's this some arts foundation. I don't remember which one off the top of my head, but there's this arts foundation funding the thing. They brought a load of artists together. Me, a couple of other people doing some sound for it. So it's inspired by the paintings, by the sculptures, I should have a flyer for it somewhere. It's coming up quite soon. Are you into that kind of stuff?
Well, I didn't think I was. But I can't stop thinking about it.
Can't say as I'd recommend going.
Why?
It's a bit fucked up, you know what I mean?
Hmm.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Look at me. You can make your guesses.
Mm.
But it's Yeah, it's a bit unsettling. You know,
unsettling was the word for it.
Yeah, I'm not going to it. I mean, they want me to go back to the opening, but no, I've said I won't. It just got to me a bit. Not very much does these days. I mean, I dealt with all sorts of stuff, you know, quite a lot of different scenes, some of the pretty grotesque stuff out there, some horror stuff, but it's just, there's something to it. It leaves you with a funny feeling. Here you go. That's it. Yeah, you take it. I'm not going.
Cool.
Yeah, there's a thing. It's clearly not a flyer for the public at this stage.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of a piece of information for someone involved, and it's telling you that this exhibition will be taking place shortly. It's a gallery preview for an exhibition called Times to Come.
Mm-hmm.
You might recognise a familiar name on there, because the the thing at the bottom, it's got a little organisation name printed on the bottom. It appears to be funded by the Faircourt Foundation.
Oh. And they were the ones who did the boat?
No, but specifically on the boat you did meet Delia Faircourt.
I did. No, she was the one who also had the...
You know she is a person. She's a patron of the arts.
Hmm.
She was the one who appeared to have also had a dream.
Hmm. Well, I've got her card somewhere.
Yeah.
I know that. I'll look at the thing and I'll go back to Robin and say, I know her.
Do you?
Hmm.
Hell of a woman.
Yeah. Bit scary.
Intense, yeah. Yeah, but I mean, she's got some vision, you know? I mean, rich as treacle and twice as thick. No, I shouldn't say that. That's not PC these days. She's not, actually. She's pretty sharp. She puts in a good act all the time for it. You know, she knows how to fit in with all those people. But, I mean, she knows good stuff when she sees it. But, yeah, scary woman. Gives me It's a bit like being back at primary school sometimes.
Mm. Yeah, she kind of had that sort of teacher vibe.
Yeah, she's in charge and she knows it. Not really my cup of tea.
I don't know.
Like I said, she knows how to pick her artists. There's a bunch of very talented people involved in that. I mean, I knew some of them already. But Glennis knows some of them.
Is there a list of people who were involved on this flyer?
There's not, actually, because it's the information for him, basically, telling him about the arrangements. But, I mean, he'll be able to tell you who they are.
Can I take this?
Yeah, take it. I'm not going
to. So I'll scroll on the flyer all of the names of people that he suggests.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to make handouts of the next party of investigators, you know.
Yeah, no, this is an excellent plan. Handouts for next party. Perfect. You get this. I'm not going to make you roll because you're spending enough time, but you can if you want. Have you got insight?
I believe I do.
Is it called insight on this or psychology?
No, it's insight.
It is insight, yeah.
Let me pull out my dice that don't roll below 70. And I roll 10.
Mm-hmm.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
With an insight of 30, I add that to my insight, add that to my ticks.
Yeah.
Which I actually rather sadly had to write down.
Yeah, I've done the same.
Yeah, I think in this you actually tick when you succeed, when you fail. Or something. There's something weird about it.
I think you might be right, but I'm not going to worry about
it. I've never actually run more than a one shot of this.
No, exactly. It's a one shot. So
Yeah,
exactly. It doesn't really matter which way you do it. So, yeah. He, over the course of the conversation, the more you get him to talk about this, the more kind of jittery he seems.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, he is a man in his 60s who spent at least 40 of those years taking copious quantities of drugs.
Uh-huh.
But still, you feel there may be a connection between the topic and his obvious anxiety. Seems quite clear he really does not like the idea of going to the scene again. It's a very uncomfortable
mm-hmm.
thought for him.
So, yeah. Hmm.
Anything else you'd like to ask?
No, I'm just really pleased to have met him.
Yeah, really, I mean, he seems like a decent sort of bloke.
Put a name to the music sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, and he'll happily chat to you about music for, you know, an hour, no problem, yeah.
You know, and I would say, I'm more Anthrax, Megadeth.
Actually, do a quick roll. Very nice. Yeah, he strolls over to one of the corner cupboards and pulls out the latest Megadeth.
Uh-huh.
He's like, yeah, yeah.
So
he's got a good musical range, you know.
Uh-huh. So. Yeah.
So, yeah, you have a lovely chat. You know, he gives you a phone number, scribbled on a piece of, mentions.
I'll put the phone number on the flyer as well.
Yeah, yeah. He mentions a couple of things. He gives you some interesting tips for music. You give him some. He, you know, mentions a couple of gigs coming up that he's noticed might be interesting. I think, you know, you might be. So, yeah, you might have made a new mate here.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, give him a real good handshake at the end, sort of thing, and off I go with a bit of a skip in my step.
Yeah, good. Yeah, you've had a nice day.
Yeah.
Or a nice morning, probably.
Mm-hmm. Or a cool bloke.
Huh.
Now all I need to do is get that bloody mixtape back.
Mm-hmm.
Can't believe I went there and didn't have the mixtape with me.
It's that Robert. okay, so meanwhile, back to timeline. Frank, what have you been up to?
Well, avoiding having to go to Chelmsford. Let's see.
You'll have seen pictures of things, possibly including those paintings on the company newsletter that gets printed out and circulated.
I'm really quite interested in this because this is not a well documented thing. I mean, it's not my special field, but it's anthropology in general, so I've got that mm-hmm. slight interest going on there. And why have I never heard about this? Did something weird happen with the expedition? Or
are you an outdoorsy type?
Or fairly, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, if you want to do some research, feel free to do some research.
Yes, that's almost as good at that as I am at swimming. need a success, but nothing, not a special.
Yeah, well, that's fine. So you know, when you get a moment to do so, you slip over to the library to pull up some records, delve into things a little bit. And you will find additional handouts. Courtney, mid 19th century antiquarian, involved in quite a lot of archaeological and anthropological things, none of which were particularly notable or successful. He basically collected stuff. One of the reasons that maybe he hasn't really come up on your notes is what he tended to do is collect stuff and then just keep it. Mm-hmm. You know, he didn't write scholarly papers about them. He kind of kept them and showed them off to people. So he's not really entered the anthropological historical records very much in that sense. And because the stuff is at this private collection, you know, presumably it hasn't been particularly well discussed. You do find what you think is probably the town that he mentioned, which is a place called Ibibene Akwa in Nigeria. It doesn't exist anymore. It was basically flattened by a storm not that long after his visit, actually.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that.
Yeah, there are notes. You find notes in the record, you know, to the effect that, well, clearly his visit was divinely inspired, because if they hadn't gone, you know, then all of these antiquities would have been destroyed along with the town. Mm-hmm. And the survivors relocated mostly to the highlands. There is a handout, Calamity at Ibibene, if you wish to consult it. The copper plate stuff and the more easy to read stuff is the same.
Oh God, thank you. collected letters of Aubrey Sinclair, 1864. The mission received word of a calamitous storm that had struck the town of
Ibibene.
No, it's not. It's
it is written differently this time because yes, is, that's deliberate.
Is, Ibinini.
It's incorrect. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, which is it's deliberate. Which is Ibibene Akwa, a former market town in the Niger Delta, abandoned in 1864. Some days travel hence, and we determined that we should venture there to render what aid we could.
On the 14th of February, much hindered by an unseasonal fog, we arrived at the site of the disaster. The local chiefs had already rendered aid to the survivors, and we found them busily conducting funeral rites for the deceased. In truth, there was little our expedition could offer besides the medical expertise of the doctors and Mr. Wilde's spiritual guidance, for the natives of the region have, for the most part, accepted the truth of the Gospels.
It was evident that the storm had been very severe, for scarcely a tree remained standing within a mile of the town, while the buildings had been levelled entirely. The nearby Nkwose River had overflowed most considerably and inundated a great part of the town. The old quarter had suffered most. Indeed, I could hardly believe a storm responsible for the disorder. A great hole yawned there, whose depth I could not determine, on account of it being full of water. We were inclined to ascribe this to a cavern or catacomb that had given way in the face of the floods.
Despite the town's auspicious location, it is thought that it will be abandoned in the consequence of this calamity. The survivors declare that the place accursed and have secured permission to migrate to the Taraba Highlands in the far north of the country.
Thank you.
So, I mean, if I were a credulous man, which obviously I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Very spish.
Take out the stones, they said. It's not going to do any harm, they said.
Mm-hmm. It is 12 mm-hmm. shiny silver pounds, they said.
Yeah.
And I did indeed get 12 shiny silver pounds, and no one but natives were hurt.
Oh, indeed. Robert, you keep up with the social gossip.
We got to.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's just professional.
I can read this one for you if you want. It is,
Thank you.
So this is handout London Rag Handsy. Her Madge gets handsy with the help. A spokesman for Buckingham Palace confirmed that the Queen is in good health, following widespread concern after reports that she appeared tired and uncharacteristically on edge at yesterday's London Metropolitan Orchestra celebrations.
I think we've had this one.
Have you?
Yeah, I think.
Good.
I've got a date by it anyway. So.
Okay, yeah, so then you've already had that one. Excellent. Yeah,
so basically she...
she's gone a bit strange. Not that
she's been very put off calamari.
She didn't want it. She didn't want anything to do with the seafood.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, after she got the little bearded dwarf statue from Niger.
In that case, would you like a different handout?
Oh, go on. Twist our arm.
Go for London Rag Jogger.
Oh, we've done any jogging? No, we haven't.
Masked madman jumps jogger.
A good Samaritan had a lucky escape last night when his act of charity turned into a tale of terror. Jason Holmes, 41, stopped under a railway bridge at Trevis Street to help a figure slumped against the wall. Rather than a pubgoer who'd gone too hard or a mugging victim, he found a thug in a Halloween mask who had been lying in ambush and promptly tried to throttle him. Thankfully, a group of lads heading home from football practice heard his cries and rushed to help him, sending the hoodlum running for dear life. Holmes was taken to hospital in a semi-delirious condition after a nasty beating and could only give a vague description of a huge man speaking an unfamiliar language. Police refused to say whether the attack is connected to the European gangs currently terrorising London with vandalism.
I think it's time to get out the old A to Z and start plotting locations. How close to the river is this?
I'm glad you asked.
It's never going to be that far, is it? It's London.
I drive for a bit here, Street. Man.
Yeah, so... I do not, in fact, have a map, but Traverse Street is in Blackfriars.
So, fairly.
Yeah. It is, in fact, about 100 metres from the river. Next to the Tate Modern, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
If you know where that is. It is somewhat west of the Isle of Dogs, if you're paying attention to...
Blackfriars is a city, so...
Yeah. And further west of the place where you were on a floating restaurant. So, Frank, do you want to make me a remembering things roll? Because you're an outdoorsy type.
Int times 5?
Sure.
A 17 out of 80.
Excellent, yeah. Having now done a bit of research and found a reproduction of one of the paintings in one of these books, you've got to look at these things. Like the others, you will note that, this something about the symbology on these stones, obviously painted, so there's some artistic license here. Does remind me a bit of the picture of that statue. But more to the point, you've seen these. They're in Kew Gardens.
The originals of the stones, as far as I know.
Yeah.
For the love of God, don't move them, otherwise there'll be a great big hole in Kew.
Yeah. I am thinking it might be worth popping down and taking a look, just to see nobody else has.
Yeah, go for it.
If the others want to come along, obviously. What more fascinating thing to do on your day off?
Go to Kew Garden, yeah, very civilised. So let's say the...
So is this the same time as roughly that I'm going visiting Robin?
It'll be a day or two after.
Oh, okay, cool.
So Yeah, you've got another thing tomorrow, because you've had Paragon Sterling have had a call asking for Emily's team.
Emily's team
specifically from a very nice lady called Delia Faircourt, who thinks you'll be ideal. Such a charming young lady. Very professional.
I will basically. Absolutely. I'm in no way, shape, or form.
As professional as Jimmy Savile. Sorry, that's harsh.
Well, what's wrong with Jimmy Savile? Still on Jim'll Fix It.
You mark my words, he'll come to about it.
Ah, mate of mine went on there. She had a great time.
So,
move on.
The morning dawns. You,
mum and dad were a bit worried, but
get your cups of tea.
It was brill.
You get some cups of tea, and you head over to Q from your various residences, noting the increasing quantities of graffiti, the number of people standing absent-mindedly around the banks of the Thames, kind of looking into the water.
Am I affected at all by the graffiti?
It sort of resonates to an extent. Mm. Yeah, you feel like, you almost get it. Mm. Almost. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then somebody
grabs someone
me
gives you a bit of a shake, and you're like,
grabs me and pulls me along, sort of thing.
Yeah. And yeah, you head to Kew Gardens, you go inside. Frank leads you along to where you saw. They were sort of scattered round the grounds in various places.
So they've not been put back in the same sort of sequence.
One of the things I got to make a note of is what sort of arrangement they're in.
Mm-hmm.
Just ignore everything else.
Yeah. When you saw them last, they're in basically a couple of groups, and they were just sort of lined up together.
Mm-hmm.
But what you've got now is a fairly fresh-looking flower bed with something that grows in November. I'm not going to run afoul of Gus again.
Fresh daisies, I think.
Are you suggesting missing stones, therefore?
Yeah.
Snowdrops.
Yeah. Dandelions.
Now, I mean, it was a painting, but I got the impression these were fairly substantial.
Yeah.
Like
maybe
a few feet.
Quite an outdoors. Yeah, like 5-6 feet.
So bigger than Emily.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking for a fat bloke in the blue and white stripy trousers.
You're right there, folks.
Yeah. Just wondering, the stone's away for cleaning or something.
Oh, yeah. Did you not see about that in the papers?
No.
Oh, it was shocking. It was, we had some vandalism a few weeks back.
Oh, dear.
Someone come in, just dumped a load of paint over all of them.
Oh,
did they daub anything, or was it just dropped on?
Just kind of chucked, really. Just made a right mess of them. So, still don't know what. Some kind of protest, but I mean, nobody said anything, you know, normally. So, I don't know, just. Someone had a few too many to drink and broke into queue and dumped a load of paint. I don't know. I don't know what people are probably off their face on one of these modern drugs.
Yeah, some of these e-tablets or...
Yeah, or some of that...
Yeah,
I don't know. This modern weed is... Yeah. What's wrong with a nice pint, that's what I say. Anyway.
We tend to...
Oh, well, that's too bad.
Yeah. They're being sent off for proper cleaning and stuff, and they're going to be stored. They were going to transfer them to a museum, I think, for proper safekeeping. So, I mean, just having them outdoors, you know, I mean, really, you know, because I think they weren't in the best condition, they were from being left outside all the time. I mean, it's not really my area, but
I mean, people come in for the plants, don't they? It's just took a bit of interest.
Yeah, Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, I think they were nice. You know, it was nice having them. But yeah, it's all in the papers, I think. If you, it's probably a copy lying around in the office, actually. Oh. Try and have a look.
Yeah, most kind.
Yeah, and they will go and dig out, hand out independent vandalism for you. there's one called Small, which may be more suitable.
Let's go for Small. historic stones vandalised a queue under the cover of fog. Staff at Kew Gardens spoke of their shock yesterday after finding 16 antique African monoliths had been defaced overnight. The vandalism was first discovered at dawn, but the full extent of the damage was only realised later.
The unique stones were brought back by an expedition to Nigeria in the 18th century by the little-known antiquarian Jeremiah Courtney. The obelisks were donated to Kew Gardens by his sons in 1921, where they've remained ever since. Sources at Kew said the attack had been targeted, and the vandals must have planned their actions in advance.
They have caused minimal damage elsewhere, said a spokesman, and seem to have defaced all of these stones within a short space of time. The police are inclined to believe a disturbed individual suffering from some type of mania is responsible.
For this handout.
While it could be intended as a political protest, nobody has come forward to claim responsibility.
It's Davros.
It is not yet known how the intruders were able to enter the gardens without attracting attention.
Early information is that the stones were daubed with paint and no structural damage is thought to have been done. However, experts emphasise the need for careful examination.
Even if the stones were limited... even if the vandalism was limited, these stones were once elaborately painted, said art historian Dr. Erin Wingate Bornhall. This will hamper any attempt at conservation. It's frustrating that we have no explanation yet for this wanton cultural vandalism.
The Independent was informed that efforts are afoot to relocate the stones for conservation at a more secure site, as an anonymous benefactor has already come forward to fund the plan. The incident raises questions about the security measures in place at Kew Gardens and other culturally significant centres. With vandalism seemingly on the rise in London, where will the next blow fall? So, anonymous benefactor, eh?
Seems like it.
Yeah, it'll be that bird again.
The key thing is that the paint covers up the symbols, and then the symbols are no longer accessible to
the public.
Their entirely ritual purpose. Yes.
Frank, give me a roll on unnatural.
Is it unnatural that Snow that's Cthulhu Mythos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sadly, 28 out of 5, or possibly not sadly.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
So, because Emily's now got 10 in that.
Frank is the one who read the textbook, however. About Jeremiah Courtney.
So, if we assume go ahead.
No, all I was going to ask is, you know, the leaflet that I had with all the details and stuff for this gig. Is that what we're being asked to be?
Yeah.
I will mention this, that, you know, my mate Robin, is going to did the music for that. You know that mixtape you didn't like.
It wasn't for me. Well, Robin, you're listening to it, then we.
Oh, Robert. You know, it was Robin who did that tape. So
it's Robin again.
Oh, Robin Defoe. Yeah, he's an old geezer like you.
I'm 37.
He's an old. He's a bit. In which case, he could be your dad, I guess. You know, he's a bit older. He's a bit older than that, but
are we talking about this, man? We've got a gig tomorrow.
I know, isn't it exciting that we actually know the guy? Well, I know the guy who did the music for it.
Is he going to this? Is he well, going to our event tomorrow?
He reckoned he wasn't. He wasn't too sure. He thought it was all going to be a bit weird, actually.
Then why are we talking about it? We've got to prepare for this. This is all very interesting, and thank you for the walk, Frank. But shouldn't we be rehearsing?
Rehearsing?
You don't rehearse, Rod.
Would you like a cup of tea, sir? I think I remember my lines.
There's more to it than that. What types of tea have we got? Do you know offhand how many bags have we got? Earl Grey, Lady Grey, other greys, all the greys. You don't know. Come on.
Shades of Grey.
Yeah. Lady Garden.
All right, this is all a big joke to you guys, but this is my career.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you do take this pretty seriously.
Why do you think we're the fourth best premier events company in the fifth borough of the west of London?
Because the old number four had that unfortunate food poisoning incident.
Well, yeah, but we've got to be in a position to take advantage.
Hmm.
You don't get invited to this stuff by mistake, you know. I pay for all your salary.
No,
well, I don't, but, you know.
No, you got invited because I was chatting to the girl, to the lady who's running it.
On this occasion, yes. But you, yes. Yes.
And she got, well, you know, she was all right. She was a bit...
Well, but you could have really offended her. You've got to... Well,
no, because... Right.
Yes. On this occasion, I'll give you that. But... In future, you need to follow my lead. We shouldn't be trudging around old empty holes in Kew Gardens. What time are we there tomorrow? Does anyone know? I do.
Yeah.
What time is the starter? What is the starter?
Set up at 11. First food's on the tables at 2.
I'm getting there at half 9 to set up the PC.
All right. And this is what we should be talking about. Doesn't this feel satisfying?
No, because this is what we do every time.
Yeah, but it's our hobby as well as our job, isn't it?
It's too late for him, Bronwell, you still can.
I am the real horror at the heart of this.
You get the impression Emily and Frank are looking at each other with it started off with side glances. They're now looking at each other with absolute horror, going, what the hell is this idiot on about now?
Dear tentacular beasties, can you guarantee you eat him while we're still alive to see?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll worship you. Just basically, just eat him last. Eat me last.
That's generally the cultist pact, isn't it? Can we be around just long enough to see... All those bastards have the
But I want to watch is basically the pitch, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well. So, anything you want to do ahead of this reception?
Get my bloody mixtape back.
I'm going to look through the guest list. Is there anyone from Niger coming, that dodgy person or anything like that?
No, actually.
Ernest or Samuel.
It's
all lady, what's her name?
Let me see.
Ernest was the guy there and Samuel was his boss.
I'm wrong. Yes, of course they're there.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. They've got a direct line to Her Madge. I'm going to learn as much as I can about them too.
Okay. Yeah, rereading your Hello magazine, etc.
Anything deeper than Hello? I hesitate to say such a thing might exist.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you already did some looking into this person.
Presumably, they're not. I mean, presumably because they're Nigerian, they wouldn't be in Berks, would they?
No, but you did. You found a little bit about them.
Even be some stuff from the embassy because
there is quite a bit. It's not necessarily easy to get hold of, but you can eventually find quite a bit of stuff in the art related magazines and stuff about Dr. Olumide.
Yes, that sounds right.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, he's got a very good reputation. He's, you know, spent years building up his to this position, has been a person of note in the world of art and traditional art forms for decades.
Okay.
The assistant, there's a couple of mentions, not very much. Again, he's not the person doing him, you know, he's not the person with the title, so.
Yeah, not
very much. Give me a research roll.
Okay.
If you dig up anything else.
I couldn't have knowledge. The rich.
Not for this, no.
Well, I would have failed everything with my 81.
Excellent. You don't particularly pick up anything else.
Okay. I'll just look down the rest of the guest list. Any other big knobs that stand out?
Not particularly stand out. Like I said, it is essentially artists. But this is the
Knowledge of rich is not going to help that much.
Yeah, artists, it's, is it? Well, I mean, they're in the right circle. But there's no, this is not some, I mean, some toffs are artists, for example. But this is not.
These are more people who sponge off toffs.
Yeah, this is the preview. So this is for them to all come and see everything as it's been set up.
Are sponsored by.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then, you know, the opening will be tomorrow. It will be the day after the reception.
Wait, so we're not at the main opening?
No. This is the preview for all the artists to come and see the installation and be celebrated and so on. Someone.
How did they get it? I'm going to spend the rest of the day going down that road.
There might not be an opening event.
Well, it's make a pitch for it. They need someone. How can they have an opening without canapes?
Well, they might not bother because this is the important one, isn't it?
I'm going to fish for work.
Okay, yeah. You can certainly do so.
I strongly suspect unproductively poring over what I can find of these stone inscriptions.
Yeah. You will find, again, you've got the reproductions of the pictures from which you can cobble together some idea of what the markings might have looked like if they're accurate. And you do actually find a couple of sketches from the expedition, which are at least consistent with those.
I mean, I'm strongly assuming there's not going to be enough here to get anything like a language out of it. But, you know, is there a consistent pattern? You know, the circly bits always face outwards, that kind of thing.
The main thing you're picking up from this is that this specifically does not look like a language.
Mm-hmm.
It looks. You know, you're familiar with things that are specifically ritual art. It looks like ritual art.
Mm-hmm.
The arrangement on that map, you keep sort of coming back to it, and it's sort of scratching something at the back of your head, but you can't quite. But you do maybe get the feeling that the arrangement was significant.
Mm.
Because normally with this kind of thing, you know, you put them in a concentric circle or two concentric circles or, you know, a line or a triangle or something.
Yeah, the impression I was getting off these was more of radiating lines or something of that nature. So.
Maybe radiating lines.
Didn't spell boobies or anything.
It does not. But,
or maybe an ancient Niger.
Maybe, yeah.
Robert?
Yes.
So, tomorrow, I'm going to be doing the music and stuff, and bear in mind I was listening to that mixtape. Can you do me a bit of a favour? If I start spacing out, can you give me a bit of a push?
Are you sure you want to take that stuff?
Well, no, I mean, that's basically, I mean, you know, have you seen what they're playing? Have you seen, I show him the playlist, and I turn, you know, and I show where that music is.
Yeah, it's specifically, it's a soundscape installation.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yes, yeah, so I'll keep an eye on you, Emily. That's fine.
Yeah.
You seem a bit susceptible to it. Do we know epilepsy can be triggered by things at this stage? Can't remember.
Ooh, I don't know.
Certainly light frequencies is well known.
Light is definitely, because there was at least a couple of things where basically people were deliberately wandering around doing it at the frequency at around the late 80s, early 90s.
You might well have lovely suspicions because that is the kind of thing that would have appeared every now and again in the tabloids.
Yeah, well, because that would be a problem for her job. But I'm just a bit worried because it was odd, but it wasn't.
Maybe she's susceptible to some rhythm in the.
Perhaps it's just the fact that she's a lot younger than you.
37.
Okay. Well,
how old is Emily? I think she's 20 something.
I think it's entirely your call, mate. I deliberately didn't put ages on any of them.
Oh, I reckon I kind of get the impression that, yeah, she feels about 23, 24, maybe 25, 26. Yeah, a good 10 years plus younger than Robert.
Okay. Well, I think this is a good place to leave it.
Yeah.
This one shot con scenario. And I've given up on that entirely. This is just going to be normal.
We're enjoying it as
pace.
Our own thing.
It's really
it
good.
Exactly. A bit more drive for a one shot.
Yeah, it's a lot sharper.
Yeah,
that's the problem. It needs to be a lot more for a one shot. This needs to be a lot more
driven.
Staccato is what the word on. But no, I mean, yeah.
That's an adventure. It's really good.
For us, it's working really well. And like I say, it really does help that, like I say, I used to work with a girl called, that wasn't her name. Lizzie is very, very similar to Emily. So.
Brilliant. All right. Well, that was fun. And I will see you next week.
See you next week. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Bye.